This is the Talon Marks Campus News Hour on WPMD On The Net, bringing you what's happening and who's happening on the campus of Cerritos College. Here are your hosts, Tito Benavides and Enrique Rivera.
Today is November 2nd, 2011. Welcome to Talon Marks Campus News Hour on WPMD.org on the net, bringing you news and information campus-wide. I'm your host and Campus News Hour director, Tito Benavides.
I'm staff writer Enrique Rivera.
And I'm assistant sports editor Lauren Gondera.
Pearson's, the educational company that provides books and educational technology, will be teaming up with Google to start a new learning management system called OpenClass, according to the Chronicle of Higher Education. News editor Anthony Hodge reporting.
My name is Angela Hoppe-Nagao, and I'm a faculty member here at Cerritos College. I'm vice president of the Academic Senate, and I'm the chair of the speech department.
Could you explain, from what you read from LinkedIn.com, about the Google partnering with Pearson?
Sure. Well, on Monday morning of this week, or actually a couple weeks ago, the Chronicle of Higher Education reported that Pearson Publishing has partnered with Google to create something called OpenClass, and it's a free LMS learning management system, and it combines standard course management tools with advanced social networking and community building. And it's going to have an open architecture system that will allow instructors to import whatever materials they want, from books to YouTube videos and so forth. And the program is going to be launched through Google Apps for Education, and that, which is something that's already being used, which is a document sharing service that's already been used by over 1,000 institutions of higher education. It's going to be hosted by Pearson, and their goal is to free institutions from the burden of providing resources to run it.
How do you think this would impact Cerritos College?
Well, I think that anytime Google touches something, it changes the world. And Google is now entering into a market that's been dominated by a lot of expensive businesses like Blackboard and so forth. So this could have the impact of revolutionizing how we offer course management systems and learning management systems.
Oh, what do you think about this, about Google partnering with Parsons?
You know, I'm all for open markets, and I think the more players you have in the game, the better, because the competition promotes innovation. And I think we continually need education, especially in terms of distance education, where we need to find all the best methods possible to reach out to students, but also for traditional classes, where we want to continue to use technology to communicate with our students, because students today are very technically savvy and technology dependent. And so as institutions, with we embrace some of these changes and offer better options for students, I think the students are the ones who benefit.
So is there anything else you'd like to say about this topic?
Well, it'll be interesting to talk in about a year and see what happens.
The Cerritos College Theater Department participated in applying makeup to the outlandish schools at this year's Knott's Berry Farm Halloween Haunt. Online editor Patrick Dolly reporting.
My name is Denise Paxton. I am the shift lead for makeup.
How many years have you worked with Cerritos College pertaining to doing makeup and when?
I've been doing makeup for 14 years.
Is this the first year that you're working with Cerritos College as far as the students?
No, actually, Cerritos has been coming back to visit us for as long as I can remember. I want to say maybe like 10 or 12 years. Yeah.
What type of things do the students do?
The students, when they're here, they observe the makeup artist in their actual environment, so they're seeing what happens on a day-to-day basis in the makeup room. They actually sometimes get the opportunity to assist the makeup artist, so they're actually seeing what techniques are used, how to use the different kinds of products that we use, how to interact with the talent. So it's actually kind of like a really cool introduction to working in this kind of environment.
What type of things would you suggest as far as for students that are getting into this type of work? What type of things would you suggest as far as what they can do to be successful?
I would always suggest, number one, research. Research the different kinds of makeups that are out there, the makeup products that are out there. Assist whenever you can, whenever you get the opportunity. I suggest working sometimes for free in the beginning so that you can get some experience, but at some point you have to stop working for free and actually start getting some paid gigs to kind of do that. But I always say observe people that are already in the community and that are already doing this type of work so that you can learn from other people and figure out exactly what it is that you want to do, because makeup isn't just this is how you do makeup. There are many, many directions that you can take, whether it be special effects, beauty, glamour, fantasy, body painting. There's so many different venues that you can go down. So I always say research, try out different opportunities.
For a lot of the students that may be their first semester, or they may just be trying out this type of work, a lot of them might be concerned, they may be scared, or maybe they don't know if they want to do it. Mm-hmm. What would you tell those students?
Number one, overcome your fear of asking questions. You can never ask too many questions. And if you're not getting the right answers or the answers that you're comfortable with, ask somebody else. Try to get a multitude of people that you can go to, so it's not just like, oh, I'm going to ask guy A and this is just the only way to do it. Ask multiple people. Try to get various feeds of input, if you will, so that you can understand exactly what it is that you want to do or how to do something. Never be afraid to ask questions.
Jesse Perkins.
What character do you portray here in Nuts?
A prostitute, Jack's victim. Jack the Ripper victim.
Have you seen it? Has any of the Cerritos College students done any work on you today?
No, but they've looked over it. And
how did you feel about having them here?
It was kind of interesting because they got to ask questions, and I didn't mind it because I know that they're going through the whole learning process. So them being inquisitive and asking about how they're doing stuff is kind of really helpful for them.
How do you feel about what part of sitting in the chair and going through that whole process?
Nothing much, really. It's just another day of everyone looking, gawking at me.
How long have you been doing this kind of work?
About 4 years.
How would you feel about a first-year student or somebody new working on you?
I don't think I would mind it, because I know they have to prove their stuff. So they kind of have to audition in their own way to prove that they can do this stuff. I've had beginners work on me before, being subs and stuff, so it's kind of neat.
Ariana Hernandez.
And what's your major?
Nursing.
Why did you get into cosmetology?
It was just a cool class that I thought that I could, you know, enjoy.
So you're a nursing major, but you thought you'd take a theater class.
Yes.
Okay. And what is it about makeup that you enjoy?
I just like how you could, you know, manipulate the face and do like all kinds of crazy stuff with it.
I noticed that you did some work here tonight, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And what work did you do?
I helped do a zombie face on one of the gentlemen.
What did you think about the experience?
I thought it was actually great to get an idea of how they actually work here and how to do it, get a feel for it, see if this would maybe be my backup plan.
Is this your first year coming out here?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and how did you feel as you were doing the makeup? How did you feel about the experience?
I thought it was actually amazing, like, to get an idea, like I said, how they do it and get a feel for it and know how much talent these people have.
Were you uncomfortable at all?
Was I uncomfortable, like staring at the monsters after they're done? Yes, of course. Freaked out.
Ashley Robinson.
What character do you portray you?
I'm a rich cannibal in Endgames.
I noticed that one of our students just did your makeup. What did she do?
She did my lipstick.
What do you think about the job that she did?
I think she did a good job.
Is this the first time that you've had one of the students do makeup on you?
Yes, it is.
And why did you choose to have one of the students do it?
She asked if she could do it, so I said, okay.
Did you feel that she was nervous, or did you feel like she was shaky at all, or what did you think about her professionalism?
I think she did a really good job. She knew what she was doing.
Besides her doing a good job, was there anything else that you thought or that you noticed about her work ethic?
She seems like she'd have fun with it, but still do a good job. Like, the job would come first before having fun.
Andrea Valdez.
And what's your major?
Undeclared.
Is this your first year coming to work out here?
Yeah, this is my first year coming to the warehouse and to the park.
What do you think about what you see so far?
It's pretty amazing. It looks really crazy. This is the first time seeing how they do this, and it's pretty awesome. I had never seen it, so.
Is this something that you think you'd want to do?
I think I would. I would consider it. Yeah, it's something that it's a field that I find a lot of interest in.
Have you had an opportunity to do any work on any other monsters here tonight?
No, I haven't.
How do you feel about potentially doing some work tonight?
I would be excited and honored, I guess. Yeah.
Why would you be excited and honored?
Just because it's something that a lot of people come to see, you know, at this time of the year, and you know, just to be part of it, it would be pretty awesome.
What do you think about the environment here tonight?
It seems very friendly, and you know, it's fun. A lot better than I expected. I expect most makeup artists to be kind of cranky because they're on a time limit. So, but actually, no, they didn't meet my expectations, which is good.
What about the atmosphere? Do you think that it's inviting, or what do you think about the atmosphere?
I think it's very inviting. Yes, like I said, didn't expect it, and yeah, it's great that some makeup artists are even asking. You know, you can help out. They let you watch them. It's pretty cool.
Candace Montgomery. My major is theater.
And is this the first time that you're working on artists outside of Cerritos?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's actually kind of fun to see what people do and how the people prepare themselves.
How did you feel before you did work on that previous monster?
Like I was gonna mess up, and I didn't meet her abilities to blend. So yeah.
And what about after you did it? How do you feel after you got the work done?
Like I can get a second try. And probably get to her level of makeup.
So you're saying that you weren't confident with the first time you did it?
I mean, I was confident, but it's just like trying to meet to that person's expectations of their makeup that they're doing.
What are your expectations for your work?
Just to do my best I can and just get it done.
Do you feel that your expectations are the same as Susan's expectations for you?
Yeah, she does her best what she can do. I mean, it's the best of her ability, and I'm going to do the same thing.
What is your goal with your theater career? Are you focused more on acting, or are you focused more on the cosmetology makeup aspect?
You know, I'm not really sure. I'm just exploring both fields. I mean, I love the acting, and I'm starting to love the makeup as well.
Kimberly Arcega.
And what's your major?
My major, I'm a zoology major.
How do you feel about potentially doing work on some of the actors tonight?
Excited, actually. I was here last year and was able to work on some of the monsters. It was pretty fun. And then you go out to the park and like get to see who you worked on and stuff. And a lot of them recognize you, but they can't really tell, like they can't come out of character. So they kind of just like kind of shift around you, like, hey, I know you.
So how does this year compare to last year's?
I don't know if it's just because the day we came, but there seemed to be a lot more going on last year. Like, it was more full and stuff. And there was a lot more monsters coming in and out the doors and stuff, so.
Would you say that there's one particular area that you specialize in?
Well, my favorite is, like, the gory, bloody stuff. But apparently, even though I'm not the biggest fan of it, it doesn't, you know, bother me. Really. I'm really good at old age, like, doing, like, making it look really old. And, like, doing, like, face contouring and stuff like that. But I think my specialty, though, would be, like, the bloody stuff.
If you can you explain the process of how this day normally happens so the readers might know the process of this whole thing?
I know on Nod Day, since this is my second one, usually we show up and we'll get here around 4. And then we won't leave the warehouse till about 9. So we're here for about 5 hours. So, and usually we, you know, a lot of the makeup artists are pretty cool about it, and they'll let us help out with the monsters or give us a monster to do by ourselves. So they're pretty, you know, they're pretty cool about that. So
how does it feel seeing the work that you've done, like seeing the final product out there in the park?
It feels good. You're like, yeah, I made that monster, and that monster's scaring the crap out of people. Like, it's a good feeling. You're like, man, I made that, you know, and no one else did. Like, or I helped make that, and you know, that's my product out there scaring people. Not, you know, it has a lot to do with the actors too, because they're the ones doing the scaring. But to know that you're the ones that made it possible for them to scare, like, it feels pretty good.
Matthew Cruz, Theater Arts.
Is this your first time doing makeup outside of Cerritos?
Yes, it is. It is.
What do you think about? Are you nervous? What do you think about doing work tonight?
I'm pretty nervous. I'm afraid that I might like mess up and ruin their creations. So yeah.
Do you feel that you've learned enough at this point to do work outside of Cerritos?
Yes, actually, I have. Susan's given us enough structure to actually learn, and I may not be good at it, but at least I can do it. So.
What areas would you say are your strength?
I'm really good at blending makeup. I can do it. I can blend. So.
What does blending consist of?
It consists of you making things look natural, so I'm good at that.
Is this something that you would want to go in, or are you just taking this for your major?
It's something that I would want to go in. I mean, being here talking to the artists, it seems like they have a good time, so it seems like it'd be fun.
Would you rather do the makeup aspect or the acting aspect of theater?
The acting aspect.
The Cerritos College volleyball team defeated East Los Angeles College in 3 straight sets in a South Coast Conference matchup. Staff writer James Williams reporting.
Teresa Velasquez, head volleyball coach.
How do you feel your team did today?
Very good, very good. Yeah, very good. I think, you know, that's what we try to say. This game, hopefully we can win on three, because the first round we beat it on four. So that was our goal, you know, beat it on three easily and go home. We don't have to worry about it. So we will practice a lot of things tonight, you know, like make some plays and, you know, aces, put the serve in, try to not miss serves. That's what we did. So, and I think the girls did very good.
You guys have now won three of your last five. What does this victory do for your team going forward?
Oh, it's good because now, like, we know, like, we did a lot of stuff. We're ready forward for the Friday game. Mm-hmm. That's Long Beach.
Yeah.
So that's a big thing for us because we lost against them in five. So we try to get in and win this time, the second round.
What are you going to do and tell your team to prepare them for your game against Long Beach?
Well, doing the same thing. Just try to make it like make less errors, more communication. Because I think we did a couple of errors in there, you know, not talking and all that. But I think that's fixable. And I think the girls really want to win against Long Beach. So I think they're going to be so excited to play. And that's it. The emotion is going to be there. The aggressibility and they're ready to go for Friday.
Do you think them having to go to Long Beach will be an issue, maybe? Any way you guys prepare? Will you guys have to prepare differently?
No, we just need to prepare what we did tonight. Prepare for not missing serve, be ready for have good serve receive. And after that, as everything is comes up because we have a good hitters. Not today, Lupe Garcia make 15 kills. So 15 kills, so hopefully, you know, against Long Beach is the same thing. We had the pass, we can play around it.
Guadalupe Garcia.
And your position on the team?
Outside hitter.
How do you feel you and your team did today?
I think we did pretty good today. We had a pretty rough practice yesterday, and we kind of talked about it, and so we had to come out here. We had already beat this team. We beat them in four last time, so we really wanted to beat them in three this game.
Who set that goal to beat them in three?
It was kind of a goal that the whole team set together.
What are some of the positives you guys are going to take out of this game?
Definitely the way we talk to each other. I feel like we had a lot of good communication today, so definitely.
Did Coach make any adjustments at all during the game?
She did tell us the weaknesses of the team and what we should do to like the empty spots of the team, so she pretty much adjusted our defense to it.
And you guys play Long Beach City on Friday. Is there anything you guys feel you need to improve coming off of this game to be prepared and focused for your game against Long Beach?
Yeah, I think so. Long Beach is a team that we really want to beat. They beat us last time in five, and our goal to beat Long Beach is to just pass on to receive.
Andrea Stovall.
And what is your position?
Outside hitter.
How do you feel you and your team did today?
I think I could have did better, but I mean, I'm injured on my right wrist, so I think I did okay. Our team, I think we're coming together more and more. Our goal for this game was to beat them in three, and we did that.
Who set that goal?
The coaches and us.
Did you guys prepare well for this game? What did you guys do for this game?
We were given an assignment to reflect on when we played them the first time, what they did to score on us and how we can fix it. What I did was I went back and watched the video of us playing them the first time, and, you know, I just looked for the spots that I was hitting, the spots that I need to cover, and, you know, just working well on my team.
And do you believe that helped you, those assignments that your coach gave you guys?
I think it helped us a lot because when you go in knowing what you have to do, it gives you a focal point. And with that, it helped us focus on what we need to focus on, adjust what needs to be adjusted, and win.
You guys have Long Beach City on Friday. Is that something you guys are going to do, assignments?
I hope so, and I think we should. I just know it's going to be a good game, and we're ready for it.
Amber Finley.
And what is your position on the team?
Right side.
How do you feel you guys did tonight?
We did better because yesterday our practice was horrible, so we had to make up for practice. So I think we set a goal because we had a goal of what we had to do to beat this team in three. So we pretty much played like a team and met our goal.
What were some of the things you guys did work on in practice yesterday?
Tips, serving, not serving the libero because we did that last time, and picking up the tips because they usually tip a lot.
What do you think as a team you guys will take out of this game?
That we worked harder and we actually did what we said we were going to do.
You guys have Long Beach City and Durham for your next game. How do you feel about going into that? Do you guys think you need any improvements before you play them?
Yeah, we have a lot of... We got to go hard and practice tomorrow and make sure that we just focus and do what we have to do to win the game.
Did Coach make any adjustments during the game at all? Anything?
Usually when we start, when we get a timeout, we usually get side out on it, and we didn't do that today, so that's the only improvement that we did.
Okay, thank you.
Campus News Hour looks into President Obama's jobs plan. CNH asked President and Superintendent Linda Lacey exactly how this jobs program would benefit the students and employees of Cerritos College. Production Manager Vic Diaz reporting.
Linda Lacey, President Superintendent.
What effect could it possibly have on community colleges?
Well, one of the things that would be going forward, if it's possible, was going to be a large amount of money that could go back and be used for not new construction, but rehabbing campuses. So, as an example, we have our bond, which is running to the point we're at the end of that, you know, the private citizens bond, we're running short on that. We're going to finish our last two buildings and then, actually last three buildings, and then, you know, that will be finished. But we've still got a lot of refurbishing this campus needs to have done. For instance, the health science building needs a lot of work. I could start down the list of the ones that aren't in the current bond project that still need a lot of work. If that was a possibility with the jobs program, then I would, we would solicit that and try to get some help in that matter. If we could get, you know, a few million dollars here and there, that would be very helpful. If, we're all about putting people back to work, so if he's going to talk about different elements of training, that's what our CTE programs do immediately. They put people in the workforce. So we'd have to look and see how it all plays out. It's not, from all indications I read right now, it doesn't have a lot of support uniformly. Within the party it certainly does, but it's going to be another difficult thing to try to pass. It seems like they're almost taking some of the segments now and going forward, so we'll have to watch it play out. But he does mention community college in that particular program, so I think he, you know, his emphasis has been for community colleges and has talked numerous times about how important they are to the economic recovery of the nation. So I think that, you know, if that continues to happen with that momentum, maybe we can see some more relief again.
Okay, so just to sum it up, it'd basically be saying, you know, if this act were to be approved, it would increase jobs in terms of being able to have more people to construct, creating more jobs in construction, therefore leading to more, a quicker remodeling of our campus, correct?
Well, yeah, two things. You're putting people back to work, which, you know, the unemployment in California is still exceeding 12%. In the nation, it's gone down below 9. So California's lagging behind in their recovery. So obviously, when you have a jobs program, you know, that's the most important thing. It's putting people back in the workforce. And so that's very beneficial. Now, if they're, in the meantime, doing things that help rebuild a campus, that's also a very important thing. So that's what we're looking for. It could be a real two-tiered approach for us.
In terms of creating new jobs, will this affect the college in terms of any additions to personnel, in terms of faculty, staff, administrators, or would that change or stay the same?
No. Now, you know, if you read the, and I haven't obviously read the entire bill, but it's talking about K-12 a lot in rehiring teachers. We haven't laid anybody off. It had an emphasis on rehiring laid off faculty, especially with K-12s who's had a lot of layoffs. So I would see it more beneficial in the K-12 as far as that goes.
Now, I realize that the bill was just was not approved in the House, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
So it's gonna be a little while. But what can the college do in the meantime? Because it wasn't approved, but it's probably gonna go back to the White House for, you know, rewritten for approval. What can the college do in the meantime to kind of prepare itself for in the event that it does pass?
You know, we're completing our educational, we finished our educational master plan, but we're updating it, and our facilities master plan is in the process of being almost approved and going to the board. If you take the facilities master plan and look at the projects and the needs, that's a blueprint so that we know we've identified need areas and needs. So if that could happen, then we've got the idea of where we should put some of the additional resources. That's really the only thing that we could do as far as that goes, because it could be 1 year, 2 years, or never, you know, on a plan like that. It, you know, we've got a major political year coming up soon, and I don't try to predict those things anymore. So I don't know if we have a 4-year president or an 8-year president right now. So it's going to be difficult to predict, I think.
Henna tattoos and amazing art displays were seen at this year's Cerritos College Art Walk. Staff writer Robert Olmos and Sri Ramanathan reporting.
My name is Gerardo Franco. This came out pretty well. We got a lot of people. We asked around, like graphic design, different people to bring work. So we filled everything up, and we hope to do this like at least twice more per semester. We're going to do it again in November, actually, and then we're going to do something else in December. So I love the turnout. Everybody's coming in. Everybody's enjoying it. People are talking. People are getting hand tattoos. We're making money. Everything's working out perfect. I couldn't ask for anything more.
So how do you mean people are making money?
Well, we're charging for these hand tattoos, and with the money that we get, we're going to use it to make other events and kind of have a higher budget.
So you charge it to whom?
To the students. If you want to come by and check out the tattoos, you see something you like, you pay for the tattoo. It's just students that are like taking breaks.
I see. And those funds go to whom?
To the club, so we can do bigger things. Oh. The more money we have, the more room we have to make better events, just like this. But next time, if we have enough money, we can have something like drinks. Maybe some snacks.
Right.
All right.
And do you get any funding other than what you are getting?
Then what we get here, no. The money that our club has is what we get from fundraising with stuff like the henna tattoos. But we don't get any from the school. But we get support. We get the canopies, the tables, the chairs. We put posters up. They gave us permission to put the posters up to advertise. Yeah, we're going to do it again in November. The name of the event is just the On-Campus Art Walk. You know, I mean, because the thing about the art walks, you guys don't know, every city has an art walk, like, once a month. L.A., Fullerton, Santa Ana. So we just wanted to bring that here to this, to on campus. And just, it's exactly what you see. You walk around, talk about the work, and just get to know people, get feedback from your peers. So it's just an art walk, on campus art walk.
Cool. Good.
By the Artist Society. The club is Artist Society.
Artist Society.
That's the club's name.
Feel the beat.
It's what's happening, who's happening at Cerritos College, and why.
Feel the beat with Talent Marks and TalentMarks.com.
It's what you're doing, what you're thinking, what you're watching and listening to.
Feel the beat with Talent Marks and TalentMarks.com.
It's your school, your town, your world, your life. Read about it in the Talent Marks and TalentMarks.com.
Feel the beat with Talent Marks and TalentMarks.com.
The Talent Marks and TalentMarks.com. The beat of Cerritos College.
Cerritos College Career Services and Reentry Resource Program present All Majors Fair. Uncertain of your major? Thinking of changing majors? Want to know what all you can do with your major? Explore your possibilities in English, art, political science, psychology, child development, biology, business, and history. Speak to faculty and staff to learn more about the majors you are considering. Obtain information about certificate programs, degree programs, transfer programs, future career choices on Tuesday, November 15th, 2011 from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the library sidewalk. Prizes for the drawing include gift certificates for BJ's, Chipotle, and Chronic Tacos, free passes to the Laugh Factory, Long Beach, and Hollywood, free appetizers at California Pizza Kitchen, and more. Special thanks to BJ's Restaurant and Brew House, California Pizza Kitchen, Chipotle, Chronic Tacos, the Laugh Factory, Hollywood, the Laugh Factory, Long Beach, and Yum Yum Donuts. For more information, contact Shannon Estrada, Reentry Resource Program at 562-860-2451, extension 2362. Also, email her at sestrada@cerritos.edu.
Attention, Talent Mart students. In life, all good things come hard, but wisdom is the hardest to come by. Lucille Ball.
Ghosts, goblins, mermaids, and witches roamed the grounds at Falcon Square celebrating the Halloween tradition. Students were asked to reflect on their costumes and the tradition of this yearly masquerade. Staff writer Alejandra Ayala reporting.
Juan Pineda.
And your major?
But right now it's a pharmacy technician.
Okay. What does Halloween mean to you?
A fun event. You get to dress up one day out of the whole year. Oh, I love Darth Vader. He's my favorite character in the movies. That one right there, the cubic Rubik's Cube. Yeah, I was. That was the same. Wearing the same costume.
And what would you like to see have different for like next year?
Me?
Yeah.
Maybe be Gandalf or something.
All right.
Tim McKinney, art major.
So what does Halloween mean to you?
People usually say being who you want to be, but yeah, just anything that finally sparks your interest. That guy's a pyramid head, but anything that sparks your interest, you get to finally be it. So the chance to not be human for a day.
All right.
Anything but human, because humans are boring.
What inspired you to for this concert?
The pressure of Halloween in 1 week and $35 in my pocket, so I thought of something and just made it.
Okay, this is something kind of like a movie or something.
No, I totally made that entirely my own.
Good job. Well, yeah. Who's casting quite your attention from the rest?
Things from video games mostly, like Pyramid Head right there where I just kind of jump for joy. And like images from a video game, so a lot of video games.
Video game companies.
Yeah, because that is the ultimate non-human, so.
So what would you like to have different for next year?
What would I like to be?
Well, like, or, differently, yeah, what would you like to be, or if you have an idea, or what would you like different from the Cerritos
My only concern is I wish more people dressed up, like probably tell more students that you can dress up on Cerritos and all that, because I just see only the people who know about the costume contest getting ready to dress up.
From clothes, right?
Yeah, mainly clothes and stuff.
All right.
Stephen Lomalley.
Your major?
Photography.
What does Halloween mean to you?
Halloween, other than being something you're not, basically just having fun, and so I like I am now. And I really don't know, other than it really is to be someone that, you know, that you're not, and brings out the actor in everybody, I think.
What is your costume?
I love zombies, so, you know, I like doing zombies core, my thing. Actually, I'm going to say about 2 days off and on, because I was wearing parts of my costume for days. And so, it took maybe like 3 hours.
Whose costume caught your attention?
Here? Actually, there was a few. I like the Ghostbusters because of the backpack. And Nancy's costume, actually. This one right here. She's the evil witch for Snow White.
Yeah. Okay, and what would you like to have different for next year?
Well, contest?
Yeah.
I really don't know. More people to do it. You know, and I was trying to have more than one zombie, I mean, that I was going to help put makeup on, but they bailed out, so it's just me and Denise. Yeah.
My name is Frank, and my major is music, and I've been here for like a year.
It means
dressing up and getting drunk. That's much all I ever do.
All right. What is your favorite costume?
Well, my name's Frank.
Right. All right. Whose costume caught your attention?
Nobody's really.
No?
Yeah. I don't like anybody.
You're going to enter a competition?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. All right. And what would you like to have different for, like, other years in the Cerritos College Halloween costume?
Free food?
Philip Ramirez, major kinesiology.
So what does Halloween mean to you?
Halloween, be dressed up, have fun, go eat candy, and just have a great time.
Hey, okay. What inspired your costume this year?
Mario, my favorite, Inspired Miles, my favorite video game. I love playing as a kid. And I just found the costume, like, well, that's me.
It had to be Mario.
Mm-hmm, had to be Mario.
All right. Well, whose costume caught your attention?
The costume that caught my attention, it had to be the... Probably the Ghostbuster.
Ghostbuster, all right.
It's a good movie. And you rarely see people wear that costume.
What would you like to have different for next year in the Cerritos College Halloween costume?
Next year probably would be, like a Harry Potter figure.
Okay.
One of the creatures or one of the characters from Harry Potter.
That would be nice.
German Sanchez. I'm a psychology major, and this is my last year, basically.
All right. And how do you feel about winning?
Well, I'm pretty surprised. I was expecting to just have fun, and because apparently Adventure Time is not a well-known cartoon among some people, but I was surprised that everybody was able to sing along when I was playing my ukulele.
That's great. And what does Halloween mean to you?
Halloween, well, it's basically a fun day where you could be wherever you want, and nobody would say anything bad about it.
All right. And what is Larry?
Well, the thing is, me and Dana, which is who plays Fiona here, we actually love the cartoon Adventure Time, and so that was the inspiration for our costume for this Halloween.
Okay, and whose costume caught your attention?
The one for sure is a mermaid, that's for sure. But I knew off the bat that the guy, I forgot his name already, but the one who won best judge.
Oh, the priest?
Was he a
priest?
Yeah, his costume was well done, and and Ghostbusters. I gotta give him credit. His proton pack was awesome.
What would you like to have different, if anything, for next year's Halloween?
Oh, well, you know, hopefully this last year was pretty good turnout. There was a lot of people. This year, there was not as much as last year. Hopefully next year there'll be a lot more, and, you know, that'll be great.
My name is Dana Ramos. My major is psychology, and this is technically my second year.
What does Halloween mean to you?
Halloween, I think, is a excellent time to be who you wish you were for a day, live out some sort of fantasy.
All right. What inspired you to your costume? Same as him, right? You were just playing, like, team played with...
Yeah, basically, Fiona is the gender-swapped version of Finn. She only appeared in one episode, but there was a lot of, I guess, hype leading up to that episode, and when it finally aired, I was so excited. And pretty much that's why I decided to do this character for Halloween. I'm pretty sure you already have it on there, but I pretty much screamed, Mermaid!
Sorry.
I really love her makeup. It was done very well.
Creative. Well, what would you like to have different, if anything, for next year in the contest?
Maybe more shade back there. Other than that, everything was fine.
The Lynx program has been running for 3 years on campus. The program offers foster youth an alternative to homelessness and hardship. Staff writer Carlos Blandino reporting.
Lori Switnowski. I'm director of foster kinship care education at Cerritos.
So can you explain a little bit about the Lynx program to Cerritos students that probably don't know what it is?
The Lynx program started about 3 years ago when the Departments of Financial Aid and Foster Care met at a training focusing on foster youth emancipating from the system. And what we learned at that time is that the statistics for youth that are emancipating out of the system, are leaving the foster care system, are dismal. There was an article that just occurred September the 29th of this year from the John Burton Foundation, which stated that foster youth now are the number one population of homeless individuals that overtook veterans. So foster youth are extremely at risk. And so what we decided to do was to start a support system at Cerritos to help the youth overcome all of the hurdles that might be in order to that stops them from graduating, because we know that less than 2% of foster youth graduate from college.
So can you give me a specific date when it started? Did it start in 2008, spring, 2009?
Spring of 2008.
Yeah, and that's when you were involved with the Lynx program, helping them out, set up right here at Cerritos College?
Yes.
Since you've been here, can you explain a little bit of the students and their personalities and their backgrounds? So what kind of people are in the Lynx program?
These are students that were formerly in foster care, and ages 18 to, we've got a couple kids that are in their late 20s. and that attend Cerritos College. Also, we've got students that are in high school that attend our Independent Living Skills program. So the youth that are here are youth that have been in the system, that have been exposed to abuse, neglect, abandonment issues, a lot of trauma in their life, and they're basically like any teen trying to make their way. Unfortunately, what we know to be true is that many of them don't have the support system in place in order to help them.
Can you give me a specific number of LINK students that are right now currently attending Cerritos this semester?
We currently have youth that are self-identified on their application about 320, around 320, but we're servicing about 130 students. Yeah. We are currently servicing as LINK students.
And what are the benefits that these students get from being from the LINK program? What are the help they get? Can you explain some of the resources they get from you guys?
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, they get priority scheduled appointments with financial aid officers. So we have two designated staff that are designated for LINK students exclusively, so that are very familiar with the needs of foster youth. So they know how to go about and get the court letter that proves that the youth was once in the foster care system. They know the scholarships and grants that the youth qualify for. So that's number one. Two is that we have an academic advisor that's targeted to work with these youth, because we know that, unfortunately, of the foster care youth that we're currently servicing, more than half of them are tested in the lower percentile for English and math. To get academic counseling that's specifically geared. The other thing that the students get here on campus is that we have a designated personnel, a person from each department that could help the LINK students if they do need that. Free tutoring, linkage to resources outside of Cerritos that they might be struggling with, food pantries. We have a food pantry on campus in our office. We've got classes, education classes on how to balance checkbooks, how to interview for jobs. We also have what we call a LINK advisor, who's our intern from Cal State Dominguez Hills. She's here 16 hours a week to give personal attention to LINK students to help them with meeting their needs.
Have you ever got any good feedbacks from former LINK students that were attending Cerritos that transferred, like saying to you, like keeping in touch with you, calling you like a year later saying, oh, you know, thanks, Laurie, for all the help you gave me?
I have a couple. Actually, you know, this LINK program is growing. And so when we first started off, we didn't help as many kids as we are now. And so we're starting to see that the kids that transferred last year, you know, into a four-year school, we're starting to see them be successful. So I've actually heard from a couple of them that they are grateful for what we did for them.
What are you looking forward to this semester from LINK students? Because I heard there's a club, LINK's club.
Yes.
So can you explain what are you trying to get from, you know, because it's the first semester being a club, so what are you trying to get as an advisor of that club?
The main thing about the club is that when we did a survey with regard to the LINK students here on campus of what they needed, one of the number one things that they said is not to feel alone. So the club is a way to join with other youth that are dealing with the same issues that you are so that you don't feel alone in school. So that's the number one thing exciting for me. And the events that they were looking, you know, at having them participate in really exciting events. For instance, our youth that got a 3.0 in the spring semester last year in November, we went to a Lakers game. And so we got Lakers tickets donated. So we're always looking. I've applied for Ducks tickets. I've applied for Kings tickets. So we're looking at activities for the youth to participate in. We've got a LINK Thanksgiving luncheon scheduled for Tuesday, November the 22nd. Again, the kids are going to get a little gift package so that they know that they're not alone during the holiday season. So these are the types of things that we're looking for.
Stephanie Cooper. My position here is an intern with Foster Kinship Care Education.
Can you explain what motivated you to try to help former foster youth people?
It's something that I kind of fell into. Earlier in my college career, I volunteered as a CASA, as a court-appointed special advocate for kids in the foster care system, and just really liked the population. She was a little bit younger, the girl that I worked with, and I really am interested in working with older kids. So I decided to go back to school for my master's degree in social work, and they felt like a good match for me would be here with Lori, working with the older foster youth.
And what are you looking forward to get out of the time you're right here with Link students?
I'm looking forward to really helping the program progress. Like Lori said, it's getting bigger, and the more that I can help Lori and Yahaira and Sylvia and Yvette, the more successful you guys can be. So I'm hoping that by the end of my year here, I can really help make some changes that will impact the program for years to come.
And what is your long-term goal once you get your master?
It's a good question. I would like to be a county social worker, at least for a while, but there's so many areas that I could work in. I'm really interested in adoption, in education. I'm just not sure where I could end up, but definitely as a county social worker for a while.
So far, you've been helping Link students. How has your experience been?
It's been wonderful. It's been really educational for me to be here and learn about all the things that are available to the Link students, and then helping you guys access all those resources. There really are a lot of things to take advantage of, and I'm just starting to learn all that. So it's been wonderful having a student come into my office and say, I need help getting transportation or getting money for books. And then I can go out and figure out how you guys can access those services and then relate that back to you to get all those services. It's really been wonderful.
I think I know that you also have a class, ILP class. Is that the same thing? Or?
Yeah, I did help with the ILP class, which is a 5-week class. For most of them were high school students. We had 2 students that were in college and that were 18. But yeah, it's similar, just helping with independent living skills and transitioning out of the foster care system.
Have you learned anything new being with Link students regarding on, you know, the things they've gone through, things that you learn in the work life right here working with Lori? Anything that you learned?
Yeah, I've learned a ton just hearing the stories from the students and the different backgrounds that they come from, the things that they've been through. And again, just all the services because of that that they're entitled to. It's a learning experience every day.
What is your ultimate goal?
My ultimate goal?
Yeah, your life goal.
My life goal? My life goal is to do a job that I feel like I'm making a difference, that I can be happy in as well. I don't like to see work as a chore, and it's something that I want to wake up every day and want to go to. Just like coming here, I really enjoy being here. I really enjoy being around Lori and all the students, and I don't see being here as a chore, as work. I really enjoy being here.
A refreshing and healthful change has appeared at the student bookstore. Health-conscious sandwiches, fruit, and salads are just a few new items offered aside the standard junk food fare. Staff writer Lucia Sarabia reporting.
His name is Robin. Last name is Lee. I am the store manager of the bookstore.
What type of items are being served here at the bookstore?
Convenience items? You mean like snacks? Yeah. Really, we're trying to bring in is a real variety of foods that students would like. Of course, we carry the, you know, chips, sodas, and such. But the new items that we're bringing in fresh sandwiches. We're bringing in fresh fruit. Mm-hmm. We've also got salads, juices, healthy juices. We've got healthy protein shakes now that we didn't have before. Yeah. We're also bringing in some healthy, like Lunchables, the low-calorie Lunchables, and pomegranate juice we just brought
in.
Yeah.
Have students noticed the healthy items?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, we had someone from the health center came over, a nutritionist came over, Hazel, I believe her name was. Yeah, Hazel came over, and she sort of evaluated the new items that we had, and she started posting on her end notices to people for the pound-by-pound program, and so the students have started to see the signs now.
Okay. What type of feedback are you getting from them?
We're getting great feedback. I've heard when we looked around to see, you know, what kind of items we could bring on campus that weren't offered around, a lot of students were noticing that, you know, there's not a lot of places you can get just fresh sandwiches, you know, easy to pick up, you know, pre-made fresh sandwiches. And and the just some packaged salads that students can get. A lot of people, it's hard to find on campus. You
know? Yeah.
So we were trying to kind of bring in a little bit more than just the sort of junk food snacks right. that a lot of campuses carry.
And what are the prices like on these items?
They vary. You know, mm-hmm. We've got everything from, the little healthy Ritz crackers that are, I think they're 59 cents for a pack, up to you can get an Italian sub sandwich that's right. about $4.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's not bad. How much revenue have you guys gotten so far?
So far, when it first started, you know, it takes time for the word to get out what we're carrying, but right now we've seen just the food on the purchases. We've seen the purchases of food, the transactions of just food items have gone up about 20%.
Okay, and what do you look forward to in the future as far as expanding with the healthy items?
Honestly, right now we're looking for anything that students would like to have. We're looking to really expand that section. And try to bring in a lot more variety. We try to listen when we have people ask for us right. to bring in items. You know, we try to have a list going so that when the vendors come in, we can try and fish for different items from right. them. So, yeah, we're looking to bring in pretty much anything that students are asking for. We try to search out and see what we can get from.
Mike Inman, and my major is kinesiology.
Okay, and have you noticed that the bookstore has new healthy items?
I do.
How do you feel about it?
It is awesome. Like, actually, we need some more healthier items with all the Taco Bell and Frantones and Chicago Harves and stuff. There's nothing really healthy, and I'm being a personal trainer myself. It's kind of nice to be able to get, like, protein bars and things of the like, fruits and nuts and stuff. So,
how do you feel about the prices?
Prices are decent. Anytime you come across healthy food, it's gonna be more on the expensive side, especially when you're packaging and processing. So,
my name is Hazel Ng, and I'm a registered dietitian, and at the clinic here, Student Health Services.
So, from here, who decides what type of meals to bring to the bookstore?
This is what I did at the bookstore. The reason why we came up with this is because I don't know if you know that the Culinary Arts Cafe, you know, the cafeteria from 11 to 1, they open,
yeah.
the students cook the meals, and then I started with them, putting up nutrition menus for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's how we get started with this whole thing. And I think the students might be interested too, because then they know what to...
what they can get.
This is not at the bookstore, but this is at the cafeteria.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what I did is I look at the menu, and I look at how they make the food,
mm-hmm.
and then we pick out from different categories, like salads, mm-hmm. sandwiches, what are the healthier choice.
Mm-hmm.
So I put this out so that when...
This has been the 11th installment of Talon Mark's Campus News Hour here on WPMD.org on the net. We'd like to thank you for listening and would like to remind you to pick up the latest printed edition of Talon Mark's at news racks located throughout the campus. We would also like to invite you to log on to talonmarks.com for the latest in breaking news here at Cerritos College. On behalf of the Talon Mark news staff, I'm Campus News Hour Director Tito Benavides. Have a great day, Falcons.